أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. وقال الله تعالى سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد في سورة العصر: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All the brothers. So alhamdulillah, we have started our Friday khutbah with the praise of Allah and sending durood wa salam upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, which is the main part of Friday khutbah. And along with that praise of Allah and sending salutation upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, we use this opportunity of Friday khutbah for some reminders for ourselves and for the audience and for all the brothers. So inshallah, today I will try to explain Surah Al-Asr, very short surah but very concise, very very strong message which is giving in this surah. Why I pick this surah? Because this surah is all about time. Wal-Asr, it's all about time. And Ramadan is coming. Ramadan, and you know, we already have 13 days, I think, left in Ramadan. So the most important thing which we find in Ramadan is time, actually. And we struggle with time. We have so many things to do in Ramadan, and we have only 24 hours. We have to go to work. We have to, wake up for Sahar, Suhoor. And we have to do roza, and we have to do recitation of the Quran. So this surah is actually about time. And why I picked? Because Ramadan is coming and we will be challenging with the time, and we need to understand, we need to utilize our time very intelligently, and we need to respect our time. So that's why I picked this surah. So we will talk about some importance of time with the reference of this surah, and four conditions of survival which are mentioned in this surah. So the explanation, which mostly explanation which I will share with you, is definitely I learned from Ustad Numan Ali Khan, from his lectures, from his courses. I'm his student. So whatever I share, I will share here, I gather all this from his lectures. So I want to give the credit, and I want to tell you I am inspired by his explanations and the way he explained. I will summarize his explanation in next 15 minutes, inshallah. So Surah Al-Asr. So first we will see meaning of Asr. So the meaning of Asr is the time which is actually running out. That's why it's dripping out, dripping away from us and running running away from us. So that is actually the time, and this is the time which is end of the day. That's why we have Salatul Asr. So this is one meaning. And then another word, which is another meaning which comes from this word is asir. Asir means juice. If I say asirul, if I need to say orange juice, I need to say asirul burtaqal. We call orange burtaqal. So asir means juice, and this asir word comes from asara ya asiru, meaning to squeeze juice from anything like lemon or orange or anything. So the word asara ya asiru means squeeze. So we actually, the time is being squeezed from us, from our hand. It's going away from us. So that's actually the meaning of this word. And Asr is also, you know, we say Asr Hazir. Asr is actually some definite time period. And is usually used for a state of emergency. So this is another meaning of this word. And one beautiful meaning of this word is something which you're supposed to do right now and you didn't do. So this is the meaning of Asr. So if you merge all these meanings of Asr and you recite this surah, Wal Asr, Innal Insana Lafi Khusr. So you need to understand that human beings are in great loss, and if anybody wants to change that situation, he need to act right now. We need to take actions right now to improve our situations, which Allah says, Innal Insana Lafi Khusr. Human beings are in great loss. So we need to understand the importance of time from this definition, and we need to take actions right now if you want to improve, and we need to come out from that situation of loss. So Suratul Asr, first verse, Wal Asr, we covered that. And since as I already talk about Ramadan, so we need to understand the importance of time from this two verses, Wal Asr, Innal Insana Lafi Khusr. So we need to respect, if we understand Suratul Asr, the message from Suratul Asr is give respect to your time. Do some time management in your life. So that's the strong message which we will learn from Suratul Asr today. And Ramadan is one of the best examples when we have very less time to do so many things. So many things we have to do. And you know, it passes like this. Ramadan is start and then it ends. You say tomorrow is Eid. It's so fast. And then, you know, Allah says, Wal Asr. So what is Wal Asr? Wal Asr, Allah take oath of the time. So Allah is taking oath. And whenever we need to take oath, why we need to take oath? When we explain some huge, you know, strong message after that. So Allah says, Innal Insana Lafi Khusr. So to explain that message, Allah take oath of the time. So what is the witness here which Allah take is time. So time is witness upon this reality. Human beings are in great loss. And we can see that, like, all the time we know we do so many, you know, we our time is passes away, and we say, oh, if we get this opportunity next time, we would have done that better. So we always regret about whatever had happened in the past. So time is the witness upon that reality. Human beings are in great loss. And look at beautiful, you know, reality and understanding and fact. Our religion, Islam, we have so many things in our religion which are time sensitive. You look at this, our salah. You know, let's start with salah. It's time sensitive. All the time we perform salah upon time. We cannot perform fajr at night. We cannot perform duhur in the morning. So it's time sensitive. Saum, you know, fasting. Our obligatory fastings are actually time sensitive. We cannot fulfill the obligation of fasting in Ramadan in the month of Shaban. We cannot. We have to wait for month of the Ramadan. And then Hajj. We have to wait for the month of Zilhijjah. We cannot perform Hajj otherwise. Same thing. And charity, look at the Zakah, is also time sensitive. When we pass 165 days upon the thing which we have. So wealth. So everything is time sensitive. So our religion is time sensitive. Everything in our religion is time sensitive. So if we understand this reality, the importance of time is very clear to in our minds, inshallah. So, and this is this surah there's an amazing relationship between this surah and the surah before and after. You know, the surah before this surah is surah At-Takasur, which is also about loss. Alhaakum At-Takasur hatta zurtumul maqabir. So this surah before Suratul Asr is Suratul Takasur, which also talk about the loss of human beings. Like, you know, what is this surah says? Like Suratul Takasur, the mutual rivalry, like for piling up the world's wealth is diverse you until you visit the graves. So this is the loss. So everybody is running towards wealth until he dies. So it's a loss. So this surah is also talk about loss. And the surah after Suratul Asr, which is Suratul Humazah, is also talk about loss. Like where we says, verily he will be thrown into the crushing fire. So, you know, disbelievers and insan who is actually gathering the wealth will be thrown into the hellfire. This is a loss. So this surah, Suratul Asr, is also about loss. The surah before Suratul Asr is also about loss. And surah after this surah is also about loss. And the very important and interesting fact, Suratul Takasur ends on a very beautiful verse, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. You will be questioned about, on that day, about your blessings, na'im. And this surah, wal'as, start with the blessing of time, you know, the wal'as. So this relationship is amazing between these surahs. So if anybody want to learn more, you can search Suratul Asr, explanation by Noman Ali Khan. You will be surprised and amazed by listening that. So this is actually the summary of his speech. So this relationship is amazing. Ani Naim is blessing. And what is this blessing? Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. And we take as a granted. We take time as granted. We waste too much time every day in our lives. So this is the first part of this surah, the importance of the time. And you know, we can understand easily on Friday when we struggle for our Friday prayer. It's all about time. We have to come on, you know, we have to run, and we need to be in the mosque on time, and then we need to run back to work. So it's all about time as well. So the second part, you know, it's very interesting. I'm also struggling with the time here as well, because we have to complete on time. So I will explain the second part of the surah. Like every innal insana lafi khusr is a wide reality. Like human beings are in loss, but there is an exception. So exception is actually to specify those people who will not be in loss. So what are those people? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. So these four categories, these four exceptions will be out of that loss. So if we need to be successful and if we need to survive, first we need to survive to become successful. So the key to survive and the conditions of the survival of our humanity, of human beings, is these four things. What? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. So it's very, you know, it's a very interesting analogy here. Let's say, you know, someone is unconscious and he is drowning in the water, and he is actually, he's completely unconscious. He don't know what to do. So to survive in that situation, what is the first thing he need to do? He need to come out of that unconsciousness. He need to wake up. Let's say he's sleeping and enjoying his dreams. So he need to wake up to survive. Otherwise, he will drown in the water. So that waking up is actually belief. So you need to understand this analogy. So if he need to survive, waking up is not helping. You know, he need to swim up to come out of the water. So what is that? Good deeds. So you need to understand, someone is drowning in the water and he is unconscious. He need to wake up, which is belief. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And then he need to do good action, which is he need to go and swim up. So once he comes up, he realizes he's actually chained with his cousin, and who is also sleeping under the water, unconscious. So he cannot survive, or he cannot protect himself unless he wake up his cousin and go and say, hey, wake up, we are drowning, and I cannot save myself, and I want to save you as well. Otherwise, I cannot survive. So what is that? وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. We need to recommend others about the truth. What is this? وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. Telling that guy, his cousin, who is also drowning, about this reality. Hey, you are sleeping and we are drowning. So to protect ourselves, we need to protect our brothers as well. We need to do reminders for all our brothers. If, you know, we don't see our brother in mosque, we say, well, I didn't see you in Fajr. Or yeah, I didn't see you in Aisha. So these are the very normal, gentle reminder for all of us. So not only this, you know, look at it. You help your cousin, and then what happened? You find all your, you know, siblings and all your relatives are actually chained. So you need to do mutual help And when you are actually swimming to save yourself and your family and all your group, someone will lose patience, you know, someone will lose courage. So you need to do what tawasau bisab. You need to say, hey, just 5 more minutes. Just 5 more minutes you need to swim and we all will be saved. So this is beautiful analogy to understand these 4 exceptions. So for these conditions which are the exception for the human beings who will not be in loss. So this is actually the analogy. Like, what is this analogy? Someone is drowning and he is unconscious. He need to wake up and swim. And then he also need to protect his cousin. And he also need to say, hey, this, you are drowning. And he need to encourage all others in the group to survive all of the group. So this is the message for this Surah Al-Asr. First, we need to believe in this reality. Man and human beings are in great loss. Once we believe in it, we need to perform good deeds. And everybody know what are the good deeds. General, very few good deeds which Allah talk about in Quran. And then we have to enjoin and we need to recommend all others about the truth. And what is truth? Like, what is this? وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. It's actually amal bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. We have to advise good deeds to others and we need to stop and ask, okay, don't do these bad deeds. So this is Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi Anil Munkar. So this is actually today's message of Surah Al-Asr. I tried my best to cover in our, you know, 15 minutes talk. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us tawfiq to get benefit from our time. So the message of today's khutbah is the time. Ramadan is coming. Time will be very precious. Ramadan will come and go like this. So we need to take this message today. We need to do time management in Ramadan. We need to do all, you know, worships and Quran recitation. We need to complete one Quran recitation at least, because otherwise we don't recite complete Quran other than Ramadan. Everybody struggles with that. So this is actually very important month which is coming. That's why I picked this topic. And we ask Allah, make us among those 4 exceptions who will not be in loss. What are those 4 exceptions? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, perform good deeds, وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, and recommend others about the truth, and وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and recommend others and enjoin together on patience, to be patient. So whatever hardship we feel, may Allah make easy all of those for us, and may Allah make us, you know, follow what we said here. First foremost for me, myself, whatever I said, may Allah make it easy for me to apply upon myself and my family. And then this is a reminder for all of you. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar.